the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. The word that Isaiah saw. Isaiah doesn't hear a word. He doesn't listen to a word. He doesn't receive a word from God. Isaiah sees it. Did you catch that unusual bit in our first reading today? It's an unusual way to phrase that, especially in a time when most people were illiterate and didn't read words on a page like we do. What does it mean to see God's word that clearly? To be able to envision God's purpose? To know its shape and its color? What is it like to see the word that Isaiah saw? Throughout this Advent season, we will try to see along with Isaiah. As the kids pointed out to us during the children's sermon, we have some gardening or farming tools here with us decorating our worship space this morning, a hoe and a shovel. And like the plowshare that Isaiah sees, these are tools that are used for planting, for turning up soil to nurture new life. Isaiah foresees a day when all weapons of war will be melted down, shaped, beaten, and bent, when they will be turned into such instruments. People will know God's way in that day, and not only will they know it, they will live according to it. So there will be no need for weapons to wage war, not even weapons for defense. In the world we live in, it might be tough for us to see just that word along with Isaiah. The world we live in is driven by warfare. War makes companies big profits. It keeps people employed. It gets the economy moving. There are people on our earth who will know nothing but war for their entire lives. There are children who are recruited as soldiers, women and children whose bodies are violated and used as an act of wartime vengeance. Thousands and thousands of people who must leave their homes and their own countries as they are victims of violence and warfare and seek safety in foreign nations like our own. Our own nation has been involved in warfare and violent conflict for almost all of its history. And even if we aren't thinking about war on a global scale, we know that violence characterizes many homes and many communities, and that especially in recent history, the specter of gun violence hangs over us all. Jesus seems to be well aware of the difficult realities of our world, and he uses an example of one of those difficult realities in the gospel reading. A thief in the night, Jesus says, God will come like a thief in the night. The Son of Man will return like a thief in the night. Jesus knows that his listeners will understand the fear and dread that the prospect of a thief brings. It's unsettling to imagine someone breaking into your home. It fills you with uncertainty. Did I lock the back door? Should we get an alarm system? It's anxiety-provoking. If you knew at what hour someone was breaking into your home, you would go to bed, but you'd set the alarm, right? You'd be up, you'd be ready at that exact hour. But when you don't know, you must be constantly vigilant. You must stay awake and stay up all night waiting for what might happen. Keep those eyes open, be on guard, be constantly vigilant. That is the sort of watchful existence that we are called to as the people of God. The coming of Christ will be like a thief in the night, unseen, unknown, stealthy. It will happen all of a sudden. We don't know the day or the hour. And despite what some modern day fortune tellers might try to tell you, Jesus says, no one knows the day or the hour, not even him. And yet, we also know that Jesus has already come, right? I mean, isn't that part of what we prepare for in the season of Advent too? Not just the coming of Christ at the end of time, but the first coming. We prepare and wait and watch during Advent for the first coming of Christ as a tiny baby born among the humble and lowly, that baby that we wait for on Christmas. Advent is an in-between time in the church. Advent is an in-between time in our lives. It has a tension to it, a tension that's difficult to sit with because it's an already but not yet kind of tension. Already Jesus has come and been born into this world, but he has not yet come again. I felt that tension very deeply this week. Each year in Advent here at St. Stephen's, we have a sung service of evening prayer on Wednesday nights while we wait and watch and prepare for the coming of Jesus. And those of you who have attended that know it's a beautiful service with beautiful music. And one of the songs we sing at that service uses the words of Mary's Magnificat. This is the song that Mary just bursts into when she and her cousin Elizabeth meet to share the good news of the unexpected babies on their way. This is Mary's song about God's preference for the lowly, the poor, and the oppressed. And as we sang that song at rehearsal together earlier this week, as we practiced those words, certain phrases just caught in my throat. The words, "You have filled the hungry with wondrous things." Those words brought to mind the person who called our church office earlier this week, called us from Florida. They were looking for somewhere for their local relative who is homeless and alone to go and share a hot meal on Thanksgiving. The words, "Strong is your justice, strong your love, as you promised to Sarah and Abraham kindness forevermore." Those words brought to mind those fleeing warfare and violence and coming to our country who receive no kindness, sometimes not even respect. Families that would be separated from one another for the holidays, children living in cages while somewhere else in a warm and safe home, other children got to open Christmas presents. Isaiah's peace brings to mind all those who know little but warfare in their lifetime, child soldiers, victims of gun violence. How do we live with that? How do we live in that tension, knowing that the Prince of Peace himself has already come, that his kingdom is near, that it's at hand, as John the Baptist will remind us, that he's brought with him peace, hope, joy, and love, life, the very presence of God at earth, and also that these terrible pains and tragedies still exist. The words of Mary's Magnificat seemed very empty to me all of a sudden. How do we live knowing that the Prince of Peace has already come, but that these terrible pains and tragedies still exist and, yes, sometimes still dominate in our world? That is the question that Advent asks of us. In one of Western Mexico's cities with the highest rate of gun violence, an artist started a media campaign to encourage people to donate firearms, to donate their firearms in exchange for coupons that would help them purchase appliances for their homes. Over 1,000 guns were freely turned over. Artist Pedro Reyes squashed the guns with a road roller. He melted them down at a foundry, and he shaped them into Shovels. Shovels that would be distributed to places like schools and would be used to plant trees. Pedro Reyes could see the word that Isaiah saw. Can we see the word that Isaiah saw? Isaiah saw God's word amid a world of war and corruption and violence, a world where people turned their back on God's ways and forgot about the responsibility of the people of God to actively care for the orphan, the widow, and the stranger, a world where the people of God forgot that they were the ones meant to share God's way of peace, hope, joy, and love, where they forgot that they were meant to live in God's ways in order to be a light to all people, to all nations. In other words, Isaiah lived in a world not unlike our own. And yet, Isaiah saw swords beaten into plowshares. Can we see that word? Can we see a world where victims of war and violence are loved and cared for? Can we see a world without weapons? A world even without a need for weapons? Can we see God's world of peace at work within our world now? And also stay vigilant and watching for that world that is yet to come. That is the question Isaiah asks us today, and it's the question that Advent poses to us each year. How do we live knowing that Christ has already come? How can we bear witness to his world of peace amid our world of war? Where in your own personal life? Think about this. Where in your own personal life might you turn violence into peace, conflict into reconciliation? Where in your life can you offer God's way of peace to someone else who has known war or violence or persecution? And where can you do that not just in the small and sometimes superficial ways that this season encourages us, but where can you do it in big ways, in bold ways, in ways that start to remake our world into the peaceful world that Isaiah sees and that God will bring? Where can you start to remake this world yourself into a world that is prepared to welcome the arrival of the Prince of Peace? It's not a small ask. It's not an easy thing. Advent is a tough time, and it's an in-between time. And we all might rightly feel that tension and that pain between what has already happened and the good future that is yet to come. Together, may we find ways to see what Isaiah saw and to live into those ways. May we do this together, knowing that the Prince of Peace, who has already arrived, is also on his way. Amen.